L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome to a special short episode of the Batteries Included podcast. I'm Dominic Chioni, and I am joined today by my colleague, Tom Logney. And we are here with Gleb Nikiforov, founder and CEO of United Chargers, maker of the Grizzly E line of electric vehicle chargers, to share some big news for Canadians. So Gleb, thank you very much for joining us today.
So it's nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. So United Chargers is kicking off a free EV charger program for all of Canada. Gleb.
That is correct. So first of all, today is 1st of July. Happy Canada Day. All my fellow Canadians, we live in a beautiful country. Beautiful people just need a beautiful free charger. I think that's what we're missing. So we kind of fill in the gap here.
Right on. Yeah. So how does this work? How can Canadians get a free charger? How does this?
Yeah. It's well, it took us some time to figure it out. So basically, in order to understand the clear terms, we have put it in the seven simple steps of how Grizzly Club program works. So basically, you join in the club. We open in a new entity based on United Chargers. Which is called Grizzly Club. It's club.grizzlee.com, and you would be able to log in and join the club. Once you join the club, we ship you a free charger. There'll be a few models available right now, but we're gonna enhance the model range available for the club members by the end of the year to include all the lineup we have. Currently, you'll be able to get a 48-amp charger or 80-amp charger ultimate model in any color, any plug type. So you can get NUX with a white enclosure, which is not available to the public and such. The chargers which we're going to distribute, because we want to make sure that there is no misuse of the products and like no stealing happening and stuff. So we want to, well, we live in the world where things are not perfect, so we try to eliminate the wrongdoing right away. There will be a refundable security deposit for the charger, which is big enough to prevent any attempt to resell this product or sell it for cash or something like this, right? So if you are not satisfied with the program at any time, you can cancel the program through the website, ship us the charger back, receive it back, and refund your deposit fully. So, so basically the deal is Canada is divided into provinces. Each province has their own rules for EV charging. Some provinces have incentives. Some provinces don't have incentives or rebates. There are some rebates which customers know about, some rebates that only corporate bodies can drain from the government. There are some new things coming. So there is a lot of fluctuations in this market. It's very hard to understand what exactly you can get, or even if you can get the whole thing or not. So in exchange for customer, for fate of the rebates in our favor, we ship a free charger. So this by itself already constitutes, in most places, the maximum rebate you can get. because the charger is valued like 48 amp charger, 600 Canadian, and the maximum rebate you can get in province on Quebec, for example, is $600, right? So that already constitutes kind of that you got a rebate. Now you're gonna assign this rebate to us. What we're gonna do with this? We're gonna have a team of dedicated people who're gonna be working on getting the maximum rebates from the government for that transaction. And this money will go on a special account at United Chargers, and we actually can only use that money to give it back to the people. So we cannot use this money to take it as a profit. We cannot use this money to fund anything but making charging cheaper, making software, and making the whole charging experience better. And that's what we're going to do. So as we go into, as more people join the club, more rebates and more incentives we get. Some of the rebates and incentives, they depend on the kilowatt hours put through the charger. So basically, more power our club members will get through their chargers to their cars, more rebates and money we can draw from the specific government bodies in order to accumulate that money into account and distribute that money between the club members. So number one, you get a free charger, and all you need to do is assign your rebates to us. We'll take care of the rest. Now, the way the economics works here is we basically split the cost of the charger over 5 or 6, 7 year period. It depends on the model of the charger, and the membership costs $120 per year. So this membership will keep us running, keep our operations running, and support running. And what we do for the first year, we give a completely free first year of membership at the courtesy of United Charters. So we actually put in $120 in your account pretty much for free. So if you sign up today, the 1st of July, your membership will be free of charge till the 1st of July of the next year. So what happens within that year? Within that year, we give you this free year so you can accumulate bonus points, which are dollar value in our case. So we are able today, with our calculations, we are able to pay 3 cents per kilowatt for every kilowatt hour you put through your charger. So Grizzly Connect app has been enhanced to be able to work with the Grizzly Club, and that is actually the same entity right now. So if you have a Grizzly Connect account, you can sign into Grizzly Club. And if you have a Grizzly Club membership, you can see all your statistics and see every month we're going to add money to your account of whatever you consume. Why three cents per kilowatt? As this is just the beginning of a program, we're taking a bold risk, by the way, as a company, because we are profitable. We are risking within our profits right now. So we are risking what we earned to make this happen, right? But we hope, not only hope, we know we're going to be very successful, and we know that this is the future. This is the future. So 3 cents per kilowatt translates into about $150 to $200 a year if you drive on average about 17 to 20,000 kilometers per year. And 17,000 kilometers per year is an average mileage that a Canadian car gets by statistics, right? So if you drive normally and let's say you consume 500 kilowatt hours per month, right? So it's $15 per month. So you're already covering your $10 club fees. So you charge for a year. At the end of the year, say you accumulated $250 on your account. So we're going to draw $120 on the 1st of July next year for the next year of membership. And the remaining amount, we're going to cut a check and send you a check via mail. So you actually get actual money back from us. As more people join the club, as more energy we put through, we're not only going to become not only going to gain the buying power, we're going to gain some political power as well. So we can potentially, because Canada is a very political state, right? And EV charging, like everyone, right? But EV charging is a very very politically set.
Charged.
Yeah. I don't know how.
It's politically charged, Glenn, yeah. For sure.
It's an agenda that is pushing through, right? So we, as a club members, we're all going to have our privileges, which we're going to extend. We're going to constantly work on getting our club members more benefits. And we are scheduling to include the free public charging from these bonus points into the public charging network next year, somewhere next year. So in addition, we're going to work with utility companies, and everyone who wants to work with us to give additional benefits to their customers will gladly take them and get them through to the their customers through that program. But the minimum what we set today and what we know we're going to pull is right now is 3 cents per kilowatt, right? So once you get the cycle repeats every year, and what you get is you get lifetime support, lifetime warranty on our products. We are so confident in our chargers. We know they're going to work for 10 years. We know they're going to work maybe even more. But you get a free warranty for life and free support for life. I don't want to say it's going to be a priority support because we value all our customers the same. Mm-hmm. But our support is life support. And Tom have been in our facility. He saw people physically sitting there and answering calls and customer inquiries. And you can have a chance to talk live to our representatives, which we're going to grow as we grow the club, of course. Yeah. So we're going to make sure that the support is adequate and top of the line for your lifetime. If your charger breaks, it will break at some point, right? If your charger breaks, we'll send you a new charger and get the installation of this charger, like replacement, covered by us. The initial installation cost of the charger is up to the customer right now. Mm-hmm. So all you need to do is, we don't have a plug units yet. They're going to come in about 3 months. But the hardwire units, which, as Tom knows and everyone knows, is the best for EV chargers because they don't burn, they don't overheat, they don't have this connection problem, right, with the outlet. That's the best, and that's where we're going to start with. Mm. So, again, if it breaks, at any moment, any time, we'll ship you a new charger free of charge. And we'll send the electrician to replace the existing one if it's a hardwired one.
Yeah.
If more people join the club, once again, that's very important, more power we'll get. We're going to use that power to the good of EV drivers in Canada.
It's something. I tell you, I would urge you not to add plug-in units in the future, Gleb. They're just such a problem. More and more, I'm going to be going out to another one of somebody that I know had a NEMA 1450 burn up and do another one of my recharge rescue videos probably next week. In any event, this is something. I tell you, I love to earn 3 cents. And the fact that you're going to, not only will when I first was reading, I thought maybe the earn 3 cents would be up to the $120 so that you don't have to pay your annual fee. But if you charge more than that, you'll actually send people a check at the end of the year. I should live in Canada. I in this garage here, I use about 20 to 25,000 kilowatt hour a year. Ooh. I charge here. I mean, this week alone, I charged the Cadillac Escalade IQ 3 times. I put like 600 kilowatt hour into the Escalade this week.
So you could have made $18 right there.
Yeah. I mean, annually you'd be cutting me a check for like $400 or $500. But
And
I'm getting a lot of the electricity is produced by my solar array, so I'm not even paying for it. I'd just be getting paid by you. But this sounds like a great program. I'll talk to you at depth at some point and learn maybe some of the more minute details that we can't go into here, because it sounds like it would be difficult to do, that you're giving people a free charger and you're going to send them a check every year as long as they, you know, use more than was about 4,000 kilowatt hour. What would be the?
Yeah, 500 kilowatt hour, like 400 kilowatt hour is $12, right? So
yeah.
400 kilowatt is... you're probably going to use in 2 weeks.
Annually, the 3 cents per kilowatt hour times 4,000 is 120.
Yes.
So correct. As long as you use more than 4,000 kilowatt hour a year, you're above water. You're actually getting paid by you to charge your car. So that's something. I mean, this is going to help a lot of people. I think, you know, that's the whole thing that we talk about with electric vehicles. The vehicles themselves have to get cheaper in order to get more people in them. But so does charging has to get cheaper also. And, you know, you're giving them a charge. Yes, you have to do a deposit, which you'd have to do. Otherwise, yeah. You'd be mailing these things out. Like you right. said, people would be selling them and saying, all right, Gleb, sue me. You know, well, I sold your charger.
We had two choices. We were thinking when brainstorming within the company how to make this process fair for all the Canadians. And we had two choices, honestly. One choice would be full credit check, application, you know, manual intervention, and say, oh, are you like, can we trust this guy, give him a free charger that he won't sell tomorrow on eBay? And the problem is the firmware on these chargers is different from the firmware that we sell to the public. And this charger will actually not work with anything else unless it's connected to the specific customer, because we associate the serial number of the charger with the customer, right? Mm-hmm. But the problem is if you get a free charger, you sell it on eBay, you get cash and you run away. And then it will be my problem with this guy problem who bought the charger. And I will have to accommodate him this way or another, because that's not his fault, right? So we decided. So second choice was a security deposit, good enough so it will prevent selling from happening, right? So, and getting to understand our workload and that we won't be able to physically process that number of applications, because I believe that's going to be a very resonating news for Canadian EV owners, right? Instead of that, we decided just to be at the security deposit stage right now. Again, over the years, once the market is settled and people know, you won't be able to use it, and people will be aware when you buy from eBay some old charger that it's not a Grizzly Club charger, which is useless. We're gonna get this security deposit away. But for now, for the beginning, we unfortunately have to figure out how to make sure it's not going to be misused or get to the harm way. So we decided to go this way.
Yeah, that makes sense, because there would, you know, there's always abuse. So the problem is getting, you know, people to understand that they can't, there's nothing they can do with this thing if they do.
Charger need to be connected to Wi-Fi. That's the second thing. The charger will have 20 charges for without connection. So if you lost a connection, and even for a week, and you charge your car three times a day, then for a week charging three times a day, the charger will work. On the 21st connection, if it's not connected to Wi-Fi, the charger will block. So the charger will stop working. And this is again done to prevent we're getting that money because you charge your car, yeah. right? If we cannot get statistics of you charging, then the whole idea is not going to work, right? So we had to prevent that from happening as well, and we have to make sure that people understand it.
So at the basic level, then, if I'm in anywhere in Canada, I can go to the Grizzly Club website, ask for a charger. I get a free charger for a year. Use it, gain some credits, which if I charge enough, it's enough to pay for my membership, which only happens like after a year. So basically, it's a free. So you're paying me possibly to charge if I charge enough in any. So not every province in Canada has the same incentives, whatever. So are you kind of spreading the costs across the provinces that do have incentives to cover the costs of the provinces that don't have incentives?
Yeah, I think that EV chargers have the right to be treated equally in Canada and anywhere in the world, actually. And if some province doesn't have, like Ontario, for example, has no incentives, and we need to support it. We need to support every Canadian the same. That's why we are sharing that fund with everyone in Canada, like Nunavut, Northwest Territories, far north. We're going to lose heavily on these customers, heavily, because there is nothing there. But we still going to provide the units to them at the same exact rules, terms, and conditions as to anyone in Canada.
Yeah, and I think that helps for program acceptance, Gleb. If there were different rules everywhere you went, people would be confused. You know, I think you by streamlining it, make it very simple. This is what you do. Okay, you're a Canadian. You send us the deposit. We send you a charger. You install it. You plug in, and you earn money. there you go.
And you get lifetime support. Yeah. So anything happens within the lifetime of the charger, and charger will break at some point. It will. It's not an infinite device, right? It has its limitations. When it's gonna break, you give us a call. We'll ship you a new charger, and we send the electrician to replace the existing one.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
Now, about the products, you would be able to upgrade the charger as well later on. Once we add more models, we're going to add more models. As you know, the new Duo is coming, and we already got UL for it. Like, we already have the file. So it's production starts. It just takes 3 months for production to produce, so we can buy in the components now. We start in the assembly process, and the new Duo is coming.
Is that 48 amp or 80 amp Duo, Gleb?
Let me keep this information secret for now, okay. Because that's another topic for a new podcast. Yeah.
So, because I've had people ask me, they've told me, I know you know Gleb. Tell him, please make an 80 amp Duo for me because I'd like to be able to charge both EVs quickly.
Let's do this. Yes, maybe.
We won't tell anyone.
Yeah.
We keep that under our hats. Yeah. Wow. That's some pretty innovative thinking, Gleb. It really speaks to the businesses, like native businesses, like you're a Canadian business, you make these things in Canada. You know, it just speaks to how like a small company can take a risk and just make
To be honest, our risk is minimum. We know for sure. We studied the topic. We know for sure for the next year, for this year and next year, we are quite certain we're going to get what we need to get to make this happen. And we've been actually a little bit pessimistic at the beginning on the 3 cents per kilowatt. I think we can do more next year if everything goes right. I think it might get to 5 cents per kilowatt next year. As a heads up. So basically at the moment, as we're going to as well integrate our software, commercial software with this product and do the integration with all the charging hubs in North America, we'll be able to pay. So we're going to issue probably next year, we're going to issue the membership club card and send it to all our club members. And this RFID card, they can use to pay for the public charging anywhere in Canada.
Wow.
Wow. And that'll be included in their, like their account, like the kilowatt hour they use on public, they'll get credit for.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's pretty amazing. That's wild. Yeah.
Well, so, that's where you got to love Gleb. He's always thinking outside of the box. And you guys know that I've interviewed him in the past. I've gone up to his headquarters up there, did factory tours and everything. And I mean, there's a lot of EV charging companies out there, but I always kind of go back to United Chargers and ping them and ask them questions and stuff, because Gleb, he said this repeatedly, like, I want to help the industry. I want to help the industry. And so many people say that, and really they're saying that, and they're saying, I want to help my pocketbook. I want to help my checking account, you know?
Well, but we are not.
You have to make money, but I do believe you genuinely want to help advance the industry, Gleb. I believe that. Maybe I'm a fool and you have me tricked, but you know, of course you have to make money, but you know, you always think about things on how do I do something innovative that'll help people afford charging and so forth.
Living in Canada is becoming more and more difficult. And there's a lot of uncertainties in economics and we are changing the source of power, fuel from fossil to electric. It's a big change for the whole world, right? So a lot of things change, a lot of things become less affordable, but EV charging need to be the most affordable thing if we really want to switch to electric transportation. And infrastructure is the most important part of it. And we all come to know right now that public charging, as good as it gets, is not enough to cover, and we don't have resources to do it because it's so massive. But what we can do is we can have a charger at home of everyone at home, and that's good enough. It's pretty much like the car which you can buy today will be at least 400 mile range, right? At least.
Sorry, 400.
Okay. When, on a normal day, would you drive 300 miles? Well, only if you go on a long trip, but like on a daily, for the daily activity, that's more than enough. So your home charger is the basic point of the infrastructure. This is the foundation. Well, without this foundation, nothing works. You cannot have just rely on DC infrastructure. Even if you have built it out, it's still not convenient. The most convenient way, you come home, what it takes, 2 seconds, plug in. In the morning, plug out, done. Plus, by the way, you will be able to control your, through the application, you'll be able to control. We're launching a new update after the club launch in a couple of weeks with a new good scheduling, a truly good rates. Like our app lacks a little bit of the good scheduling rates, but we did it. We made it. It's in testing right now, and we'll send it with the update in 2 weeks. Now, the power sharing is coming as well. It's like we are going to launch the power sharing with the next update to the beta tester group for about a couple of months. And once we figure out that servers respond well and everything, we actually build the whole power sharing test unit, which cost us a lot of money, which power shares 5 units. And we test it for 3 months continuously. Now we are ready to launch it to the beta mode. So by the end of the year, we'll get power sharing. And with a Grizzly app, Connect application, you'll be able to do all your rates, all your whatever your utility gives you the best time of use and whatever, you'll be able to charge and lower your monthly payment for electricity even more.
Wow. All right. Well, I don't know if you have anything else to add, Gleb. This is fantastic news. Too bad it's only north of the border. I mean, Canada deserves to get a great deal like this. It's so often like when I talk frequently in my videos, I'm U.S.-centric because I'm here, and I'll get comments saying, hey, Tom, when are you going to talk about Canada? Well, this one's for you guys. You know, this is a Canadian-only program. But if there's anything you want to add before we cut out, Gleb, I think this is a fantastic program.
And yeah, I want to tell this to our American friends. We are negotiating the similar program to United States. It's just the beginning, so it's going to take us a little bit of time, learning curve in Canada first, and then we need to have some strong relationships built with U.S. Authorities in order to be able to push this program into United States, and I think we will be successful. We just don't know how long it's going to take.
That's a bear. There's thousands of different utilities here in the U.S., thousands, and so many different utility incentive programs, and you'd have to hire a team of people just working on U.S. utility incentives for EV charging. I mean, I know that.
I know. It's very complex, but I think there is a way to do it. It might not be as lucrative as it's in Canada at the beginning, because Canadian government is really pushing for the zero EV mandate and for electric vehicle transportation, and there is ways to make this happen in Canada now.
We're pushing against it right now.
That is all temporary, and it's going to get to it normal ways. And
I believe so too.
We will be there. We'll be there. Would there be a different situation? We would support U.S. customers right away. But unfortunately, right now with all the uncertainties. And this trade war again, and this and that is just, we just need to wait. Like we'll be patient. Yeah. We'll just wait until the storm, disappears.
We'll get this program up and running in Canada, iron out all the bugs and everything. A couple of years will pass, and then you'll be able to try to figure out if you can make it work here. It would be fantastic. But I I can imagine how difficult it would be here, how much more difficult than doing it in Canada. But
it is a next level of magnitude of difficulty. But we need to learn. We need to start crawling before running. So we're going to learn, and we're going to bring this program to United States this way or another.
Well, good luck with the club. This sounds like great news. I don't know if you're a new EV owner in Canada at this point and you need a charger. I review all the different charging equipments and so forth, and there's other good chargers on the market. The Grizzly brands are up at the top of my list, but there's other good quality equipment out there too. But if you're in Canada, I don't know how I could recommend against getting one under this term, these terms. It's
Canadian made. That's a super important.
Again, I believe underline. That there will be followers who will follow us. Our partners, we don't have competitors. We have partners. Our partners will probably follow us in the same matter if they want to survive. And I don't blame that. Of course, everybody needs to have a chance, but that's only going to work best for the consumer. So the competition in this field will bring more perks to customers, will bring more free charging, more different options. And this is really exciting. For me, very exciting, because we are on the right path. So what? Another thing I want to say about the process and procedure, as the 1st of July, we start to receive orders. Our production is tooling right now to start the production of these units, because they are different. This firmware and the way we program them is a little bit different. So it's going to be about a week time until we start shipping them. Now, we don't have a gridlock like bottleneck on the production once it started. So we are not afraid of even 5 or 10,000 orders. We will be able to process them. The only thing that we would not be able to do is we would not be able to bring any existing Ultimate 48 or Ultimate 80 owner into this program, because the firmware is different. But it's a one charger per household for program right now. Nobody stops you, even if you have a Grizzly Classic, old classic, or you have even Grizzly Ultimate or something. Nobody stops you from ordering a club charger. Join the club, and we'll ship it for you, and you can get it set up and use it and enjoy the benefits.
Mm-hmm. And then put your old Grizzly on eBay. You own that one outright, so you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's actually going to be better than buying some cheap Chinese non-UL stuff that they sell on eBay and people buying it because they just don't have money, right?
Or they don't know better.
People will buy a used Grizzly because we know it's a solid charger and it's worth it. Even for $100, if you can get an old working Grizzly, it's still way better than a $150 new Chinese charger.
Right. All right. Anything else you want to add before we leave?
I think... my promise is to Canadians and to EV drivers is that as long as I breathe, we'll continue definitely to innovate and create more and more content for the club members, as well as bring more value to the club members. And that's my commitment.
Awesome.
Thanks
for joining us today, Gleb. It's been great talking to you. And this is an amazing program. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it rolls out. And it sounds like it's going to be, to me, I think it's going to be a success, no problem.
Yeah. We'll circle back and talk to Gleb maybe in about 6 months, Dom. We'll do another interview and see how the program's going, club, how many people joined, all that stuff.
club.grizzle-e.com.
club.grizzle-e.com.
Yes.
All right. So,
I guess welcome to the club.
Right. All right. So that's the end of this little episode. Thanks for joining us very much, and we'll see you all again very soon. Ciao, and happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day, guys.
Okay. Bye bye.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.